UpperNineStudios.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. On the previous video, I said it was time to take charge because my fantasy team was just drifting along with average scores. My forwards were a mess. Even the premium players were letting me down. I had to do something. So check this out. This was the text I sent my wife after I made the transfers last week. I did something. I took a negative 12 hit early in the week, like Sunday or Monday, before all the midweek European games. I can't remember ever doing something like this, and I've been playing for over a decade. Initially, I actually only wanted three new players for a negative 8 hit, Vardy, Madison, and Jimenez. They're not cheap, so to fund the moves, I had to sacrifice either Salah or Sterling. Then when playing around with different player combinations, I noticed that by selling Salah, whose price was a little higher than Sterling's, it gave me exact funds to upgrade a 3.9 million non-playing defender for one of the top defenders in the game, Robertson. That's when I went beast mode with a negative 12 hit. Transfers out were Salah, Wilson, Pukki, and the 3.9 million defender. Transfers in were Vardy, Madison, Jimenez, and Robertson. And these were the results. Vardy captain, 24 points. Madison, 9 points. Jimenez, 9 points. Robertson, 5 points. That's 47 points. The players I sold, Salah, 8 points. Wilson, 2. Pukki, 2. The cheap defender, 0. Total of 12 points. So the new players scored 47 points. The players I sold, 12 points. My team scored 79 points, minus a 12, 67 points. Game week 12 average was 48 points. Now, I'm not suggesting you start taking negative 12 hits. This was unusual, especially making transfers so early before midweek games. Big transfer hits, they rarely pay off in the very next game week. This was an exception. I felt like I had to do something drastic for my team, because if I go down, I'm going down on my own terms with the players I really want. I didn't want my team just drifting along with average scores, because that's not my style. Some of the best fantasy managers, they rarely take transfer hits. Others are more aggressive. Maybe your style can be to pick and choose the right moment to be aggressive, when to be conservative. We all have different playing styles. There is no right or wrong. That's the strategy. Now let's see it in practice with a Game Week 12 review. Let's start with the goalkeeper, Nick Pope, 9 points. Burnley made some changes defensively because they had been conceding too many goals, and it worked. West Ham were held to just one touch in the Burnley box before halftime. No goalkeeper scored more points game week 12 than Nick Pope, and he has Watford next. Defenders, Ben Chilwell, 6 points, 3 consecutive clean sheets for Leicester, and he provided 3 assists in one game for England during the international break. I'm mixing in some players with a high point ceiling, and Chilwell has the potential to become one of these players. It's one of the reasons I preferred him over Soyuncu. Another reason was to make my team unique, because Soyuncu now has 65% ownership with strong FPL managers in the Elite 64 League. Leicester are now going to enter a run of 5 games against opponents with a lower attacking potential. This image is from our fixture difficulty cheat sheet, which is available to email subscribers. Go to upper90studios.com, click the fantasy tab at the top, and you'll see the sign-up box. Alexander-Arnold, 2 points. Robertson, 5 points. Robertson delivered a great cross for Salah, and he would have been on a massive score in FPL had Liverpool not conceded that late goal. My team is feeling stronger, and it starts at the back with the defenders, which includes the bench. John Lundstrom, 2 points. When rating players in FPL, it's not just about the points, it's about performances. And I think I was a little bit fortunate with this one because I benched Lundstrom. And even though he blanked, he hit the post, and he could have easily scored double digits yet again. The premium players in midfield, they let me down. Sterling, 2 points. KDB, 2 points. Last week, I sold Salah to free up funds, and those 4 new players scored 47 points. I spread the risk over more players, whereas investing on premium assets, that can force cuts in other areas. Mason Mount, 3 points. Same as the Liverpool game, Mount was a doubt with an ankle injury, and it might have played a role. He worked hard against Crystal Palace, and he was in all the right places, but the ball just didn't quite fall to him. I did notice that he's not taking as many corners as before. Pulisic and Willian are raising their level at this moment, which could affect Mount's scoring potential from set pieces. I'm happy to keep him for now. His scoring potential is still high because of Chelsea's attacking style, and he scored his first goal for England during the break. I may use him in a rotation system with Lundstrom, possibly Jimenez, using a deeper squad as an advantage. James Maddison, 9 points. Excellent goal from Vardy's cutback, and he came close to scoring another with a free kick from 25 yards out that just hit the top of the net. The forwards, I sold Pookie, so it was actually a really nervous start on Friday because Pookie was at home against Watford, and he was playing against 10 men because of a red card. The last time that happened, with early game, Vardy scored a hat-trick, and I didn't have him. But not this time. Pookie blanked. I brought in all new forwards, and they made an instant impact. Jamie Vardy, 24 points, captain. He's on fire, a goal and assist, and maximum bonus points, but it could have been more. Raul Jimenez, 9 points. It was late in the game. Wolves were completely running out of fumes because of the midweek Europa League, and Jimenez makes a perfect run into the box. He fakes out the defenders with a step back into the space, and he tucks it away with a cool finish into the bottom corner. Tammy Abraham, 8 points, 2 goals and 2 assists in his last 2 games. Abraham is now the 3rd highest scorer in FPL behind Vardy and Mane, and he also got his first goal for England at the international level. I'm just grateful for the green arrows. After a negative 12, 79 points. Even the bench is improving. Hayden is back from suspension. Winston Reid is available now after almost 2 years out with injury. But that doesn't mean I recommend him just yet. There are no guarantees he's even going to play. Plus, West Ham are struggling. So what's the plan for Game Week 13? No priorities at the moment. The team is feeling pretty strong. One move I'm considering is Sterling out for Mane. So plan A, transfers out, Sterling, transfers in, Mane. No hits after so many in recent weeks, which would be a relief. At the moment, I'm experimenting with double Liverpool defenders to take advantage of their fixtures. This keeps De Bruyne for now, but even he isn't safe if City don't step it up. I actually came back and added this next section of the video because I just found out that Pochettino was sacked by Spurs right as I finished this recording. If we see a response from the players, from the Spurs players, a future transfer could be really straightforward. KDB out for Son. But I'd prefer to wait for now because there are a few reasons. Son can sometimes be benched after international duty with South Korea. And the other reason would be that waiting gives more time to assess City and Tottenham. I want to make sure I have the right player, I'm investing on the right teams. As far as captain, Vardy and Jimenez were my initial picks, maybe Mane, so I am considering another risk this week. Could be with a captaincy. As always, I'm going to post my final team and transfers on the Game Week 13 blog post at upper90studios.com. See the link in the description. So I shook up the squad with 4 transfers and a negative 12 hit, 79 points, but I hope you did even better. I love hearing your team updates, good or bad. I'm always here to exchange ideas. Thank you for all the likes, subscribes, and comments. So that's going to be a wrap for today. Stay tuned for my next video. If you like my music, all my songs are free to download on the website. See the link in the description. Be sure to follow at Upper 90 Studios on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, where you'll get an inside scoop before YouTube. And if you're brand new to the channel, be sure to like and subscribe and turn on your post notifications, because this season is going to be incredible. Don't forget to subscribe to our email list and get your free fixture difficulty cheat sheet. Click the fantasy tab at upper90studios.com. If you're on a computer, it's at the top right of the page. If you're on the phone, it's at the bottom. Thanks for watching. See you soon.